Attorney General Kleindienst, sir.
Oh, Nick.
Yes, sir.
I forgot to tell you, please give me a call on any development on that California thing.
Yes, sir, I will.
On the decision, so that we'll know how to react here.
I'll keep you posted, sir.
Matter of fact, it's, as far as I'm concerned, I'd prefer to have it. I'd prefer to have the damn jury act and have it in the post way. I think it's much the more responsible way. If it comes out the other way, the hell with it. Let it come out.
Sure.
I mean, you know what I mean. We've done the right thing, and these clowns get out and do such stupid goddamn things as that. We've got to take the blame for it.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
I think we can obviate a lot of that in this situation, though.
How?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, when it came to our attention, i.e. yours, mine, you know, we made an immediate disclosure.
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, the event. But I mean the fact that it was done, the fact that it was done, as you know, it was not authorized. This is a case where these guys had the responsibility when they were at the White House to conduct an investigation of the Ellsberg thing due to the fact that Hoover would not. And so they go out and do this sort of thing.
Right. Well, we just got to live with that.
Yeah. Just say this was totally unauthorized.
Right.
And that's the thing to say.
That's right.
Just frankly, as a matter of fact, that would be John Mitchell's defense on Watergate, that it wasn't authorized.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
Do you think that Dean would substantiate that in his frame of mind and his attitudinal problems?
Right.
That's hard to say.
Dean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I talked, but my point is, Dick, you're absolutely right, though, with Dean on this business of letting him blackmail anybody. Dean is saying everything.
I know.
And Dean is basically what the problem is, and it's too damn bad because he thought he was doing it for anything, but Dick, it looks to me like on one point you couldn't possibly give him immunity, and that is because it doesn't involve anybody else, and that's the very critical meeting he had where he told Magruder how to testify.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Good God, Magruder's going to say that, and what's Dean going to say? Just deny it? See, because he's never told me that he's told him what to testify, thank God, so that if I did, I'd have to let him go right away. He's never told me that he's done anything with regard to this whole financial operation except pass it along.
Well, that's the whole...
Or pass it along, except to pass...
Source of duplicity, you know.
Except to pass along, but he was in it. But the point is, my own view is that with his frame of mind... He may think this is a way to give Ehrlichman a kick in the ass, and I don't know. So if he did, so be it. But Ziegler makes an interesting point that hadn't occurred to me, and may not have occurred to you. He said Dean can get up and say that the day was the night, and at the present time his credibility is enormously thin. You know what I mean? I mean, here's Dean, who's supposed to have made a report, and it proves out to be false, and so forth and so on. So
he has no credibility.
You get my point?
Yes, sir.
And Dean can say, well, that he spoke to the Attorney General, or he spoke to the, which he won't, of course, but that he spoke to the Assistant Attorney General, which he did, of course, or he spoke even to the President. I don't think he'll go that.
Anything.
I don't think he's going to go that far, speaking to the President, but he could.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that even he would not do that, but your guess would be better than mine. I don't know the man that well.
Neither do I. I thought I did, but I don't know.
Yeah. But my point is, Dick, suppose he does. I mean, here's a desperate man who has misled and so forth and so on, and there's an old story, you don't strike a king unless you kill him.
And, correct.
And he's got
had a lot of lawsuits.
And he's got to remember that.
Well, that young fellow, you know, tough lawsuit, insofar as credibility and believability, I think would be demolished, and as a result of being demolished, might help clarify an awful lot of these problems. And if you acquiesce to him for
anything
expedient reason,
that's right.
We would be making one of the most fundamental errors I think we could possibly
right.
make.
Dick, you're right. That's my thing. Except this, I've always made it clear to Pearson. I said, if to get the facts, I don't want to be in the position of covering up for a higher up. And I said, if he's got something that he wants to tell you about Ehrlichman or Haldeman that he won't tell you without getting immunity, then you got to work it out, whatever you can work out. But I said, don't give him an incentive to lie. You know what I mean? But you see, they can't, as you know, under the immunity statutes, they can't even do that. When I say give him immunity, they can only give him And Jesus Christ, I mean, they couldn't possibly give him immunity, for example, in the subordination of perjury, could they? What?
No, they couldn't.
Because that doesn't involve Haltman or Ehrlichman.
Right.
Or am I wrong? Help tell me the law on that. Is that...
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
So, I think that...
We got to... I think this, at the present time, I really think that the thing to do is to... They've got to sit down with Dean and his lawyer and say, all right, now look, we're going to call you, and you can do what you want. I think they have to call. I don't think you can continue to temporize with him.
No, and we're not. And I think the stage is just about set to, might have a significant course of events here.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
What do you think they'll do?
Well.
Call him in?
Oh, I think they're going to come in, and we're going to be prepared for it, or Henry is. And I think,
right,
based upon what happens, that meeting, you know, might have a lot to say about this whole situation.
Yeah. Well, Henry is, and you're talking to him. I told him this last night when I met with him. I don't care what he says about anything that he talks about with the president. No blackmail.
Yeah.
No blackmail, because if it's going to be Dean's word against mine, I mean, he'll be lying. He's going to have one hell of a time.
Yes, he is.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think he's... I'm not worried about it, Mr. President. The only thing I don't want us to do is to encourage him in believing, you know, that he feels that we're worried, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because then he could...
Well, he says he's got his, his... What does he call it? The big bomb or...
Trump card.
His Trump card. Well, his Trump card could be anything. Peterson says maybe it's him, maybe it's the Attorney General. I don't think so. I think what his Trump card is that he's got all this information on Ehrlichman and maybe that the president is denied immunity to him in order to protect Ehrlichman and Haldeman, or that could be a Trump card.
Or you want to speculate about him?
Or he could say that, expose another thing, that, well, that he informed the president and on March 21st, which that's what, of course, triggered my whole reaction, that he informed on the fact that Hunt's people were requiring money, which was my first knowledge of it, believe me, of the whole thing. And that, but, of course, that's not going to be a damn good Trump card, because that's the day I took over the investigation myself. And frankly,
right,
just from your information, I relieved him of it.
That's why we think all he has is, you know, just a blatant, desperate attempt at blackmail. If he is at that point, then if we deny him that, then he is going to... He's going to crumble his own little house, Mr. President.
Either crumbles it or he then flails out in the wildest possible way.
And that's why I say I think...
Which he might do.
And it might ultimately come out to the benefit of everybody.
Why would you think that? Because...
Well, just in terms of credibility and,
right,
you know, the whole...
Because basically, he is not going to be believed, in my opinion. Or do you think he will? Can he establish believability now after...
I just tried too many lawsuits and seen too much human behavior.
All right.
Be worried about him.
All right. Okay, Mike.
Okay,
Brian, call me, if you will, on this thing as soon as you hear anything.